welcome to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening from general news to beyond, and I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex. And like I said, you're listening to the new show, and this week we're going to be speaking about tourism. If you've been keeping up to date with the economy and stuff and the different industries within the economy, you know that tourism has taken a huge blow worldwide. Despite where you may be, because of the lockdowns, because of the travel bans and all of these things, tourism is the one industry that has really, really, really taken a toll in terms of employees. There's a whole lot of people that, thousands of people that lost their jobs. A lot of businesses have closed down and stuff, all because of these lockdowns and the pandemic that has been happening. So we're going to be looking into tourism, and specifically tourism here in South Africa. Are we going to be opening the tourism industry, and are we going to be opening it fully, meaning will there be international travel happening? Will there be local travel happening within the tourism industry? What about these getaway destinations, these places like the Kruger National Park or wherever, Airbnbs here in South Africa? How are they going to deal with the new way of living within tourism? And then we're also going to be looking at the fact that the Department of Tourism has prioritized talks with the Gulf Cooperation Council as a potential source for foreign direct investment. We'll also be looking at the fact that the top of the list are investment opportunities in under-resourced areas but with high tourism potential, and the fact that research shows a lack of disposable income will affect the way people travel. So we're going to be looking at those different things in this show, and it's going to be quite interesting and amazing. So keep listening. Like I said, this is a new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Three, two, one.
Wanna see the light?
FM.
Now, South Africa's Minister of Tourism basically says that she's highly encouraged by interest shown in the country's tourism sector by both domestic and international investors. She says that this gives hope that the supply side of the tourism sector will not only recover, but has the potential to surpass where we were as a sector prior to the pandemic. So she's basically saying that she has so much hope in the investments, in the investments to the specific sector, that they might even make more than what they did before the pandemic. Now, according to Blessing Manele, a spokesperson for the Department of Tourism, the ministry has prioritized engagement with the Gulf Cooperation Council, also known as GCC, as a potential source for the foreign direct investment. This is alongside traditional sources of FDI for the tourism industry, such as the US, the UK, Europe, and Japan. The department, working with the South African's missions in Kuwait City and Dubai, has in the past 2 years facilitated business-to-business meetings and seminars in a bid to attract tourism investments from that region. Throughout the pandemic, the South African consulate in Dubai has engaged with investors to promote South Africa as an attractive investment destination. Some investors have shown an interest in South Africa's product owners to discuss investment opportunities, with talks to set place in September this year. Now, Blessing Manale says, from previous engagement, it appears that GCC investors are firstly keen to brownfield investments using existing assets that could be because they first want to test the environment that they will be operating in. However, the department does not rule out greenfield investments as well. The most immediate matches will likely be between the investors and the existing tourism assets forced into hardships or even closure due to the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and related lockdown measures. The department has prioritized investment opportunities in under-resourced areas with high tourism potentials. These are in and around national parks, coastal and marine areas, World Heritage Sites, and inland waterways. Some of these will include initiatives on communally owned land. So that's what they've been discussing with the GCC. And like I said, GCC stands for the Gulf Cooperation Council. So they've been looking into international investments and stuff. And that's what they've basically come up in terms of the national investments. Now, if we look at the previously disadvantaged groups within the tourism sector in South Africa, the minister basically says that inclusivity, transformation and sustainability are important, as there is a great responsibility to ensure that while the tourism sector recovers from the impact of the pandemic, previously disadvantaged groups are not left behind. She said that Tourism Equity Fund will be used in this regard. So the fund that has the money that has been put aside for tourism, or the tourism equity, will be focusing on the groups that were previously disadvantaged. Now, there's a whole lot of groups within the tourism sector that are disadvantaged at this point, but they're not going to be focusing on those that were disadvantaged because of the lockdown of the pandemic. They're going to be looking at those that were disadvantaged before the lockdown, because they're in a worse off situation. And you'll find that a whole lot of these groups have actually closed down and things. Now, in his State of the Nation address in February this year, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that the launch of the fund was key to stimulate transformation in the tourism sector. The tourism minister said that international travelers must feel comfortable visiting South Africa. An analysis by her department looking at the global situation found that today's traveler is cautious about moving from one country to another. I mean, once you've been in a country in a lockdown and you've just been fed with this, the pandemic, COVID-19, this will happen, that will happen, if you go there, this will happen, and all of these scares, people don't really travel the same way that they traveled before. I know that a lot of people are probably canceling cruise ships. A lot of people are probably cancelling travels to other countries because of the fear of actually contracting this specific virus and stuff. But with that, even though the traveler is cautious, the tourism industry actually has to make amendments so that they can let the person or visit the tourist basically feel comfortable visiting South Africa, knowing that there was a pandemic and all of these things, but these are the precautions that we're taking, these are the regulations that have been put in place so that the person can feel safe and comfortable within these places. Now, is South Africa travel ready? That is a good question to ask. That is a good question. But is South Africa travel ready? Now, South Africa is Travel Ready is a new collaboration among a group of public relations agencies in the tourism and hospitality sector. The aim of the campaign is to support the inbound tourism industry's effort to open the country to international tourism as soon as possible. So the question is South Africa travel ready? We might not yet be travel ready, but there's a whole campaign, a whole initiative that has been put in place by by agencies within the tourism and hospitality sector to ensure that South Africa is actually travel ready, not only for local travels and local tourism, but also for international tourism. There is a demand and we can operate safely, the group said in a statement. Even with the small reopening of intra-provincial domestic leisure travel, we have already seen that there is a pent-up demand for tourism and travel. I mean, we're going into December, which is holiday time. Families want to meet together. So within the domestic and intra-provincial travel, we know that that is going to actually boost up. I know my family wants to do something in December and things like that, but now they're looking at, yes, they see that these are the stats within the local traveling and things like that. Now they're trying to boost that into international travel as well. Now, assessing forward bookings for South Africa's high season, online accommodation booking system provider Knightsbridge reports about a third of bookings, which is about 25,630 bookings, have been made for December 2020 to February 2021 versus the same period last year, where they saw 77,175 bookings for December 2019 to February 2020. So we've had an entire 51,545 drop within bookings between those months. So if you look at December 2019 to February 2020 and December 2020 to February 2021, we've actually decreased by 51,000 bookings. Now, if you look at the lack of disposable income, research by Cape Town Tourism, the official destination marketing and management organization for the city of Cape Town, shows a lack of disposable income will affect the way people travel, according to board chair Brett Hendricks. He basically said that travel has always been perceived as a luxury, and if our consumers are battling financially, it means that travel might not be as high up on everyone's list as before. In essence, we need to start thinking of innovative ways to still attract travelers to Cape Town, and affordability and value for money offerings need to be a top priority for the entire travel and tourism value chain. Now, we've seen it. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have had salary cuts and stuff like that because they're not working full-time no more, and there's a whole lot of things that have happened within our country, and I'm sure it's happened in a lot of countries, but within South Africa we've seen a whole lot of people lose their jobs, and a whole lot of people don't make as much money as they need to, or you find that where there used to be two people bringing income into a house, there's now one person bringing income into a house, and travel is not really something that a lot of people want to do if they don't have the income to do so. So what this research has basically shown is that they need to make a very attractive traveling or travel or tourism attractive still, but in a more affordable and value for money way, so that we can still attract as many people as we used to. Now, the survey shows that only 24% of respondents have disposable income, with most planning to use this money on necessities such as groceries, savings, and health. Only 5% are planning on spending their money on leisure travel anytime soon. So that is what's happening within the tourism industry in South Africa. And one thing we see is that the traveler of yesterday is not the traveler, is not the same as today. And that's what the minister said when she was basically bringing out a statement about tourism within South Africa and stuff like that. So if you're one of those people who is planning on traveling this year, whether you're in America, whether you're in Italy, whether you're here in South Africa and you listen to this specific show, let us know, where are you going this year? And was it where you originally planned to go in the beginning of the year, or has the pandemic basically changed your thoughts or your mind, or because of specific income situations you can't really travel where you wanted to travel? So let me know. Like I said, this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word, I'm fading.
On Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
So obviously South Africa is not ready for international travel yet, but they are moving forward to opening up the international borders so that tourism, international tourism, can start moving forward and stuff like that. But the within the local tourism and stuff like that, people are actually starting to pick up and things, but we see that finances and stuff are still blocking people as much. I mean, there's a whole 51,000 bookings that have decreased because of disposable, what's this, finances and stuff like that. So that is what's happening within the tourism industry here in South Africa. Let me know, were you planning on going somewhere, and have you guys changed your minds? Have you guys actually changed your plans and decided, okay, we're not going to where we were planning on going anymore, but we'd rather do this and that? Will it benefit the tourism industry? Are you guys going to do something at home by yourself? So now, answer that question on our social media pages. Remember, you can catch us on Facebook, @ActiveFM. You can also catch us on Instagram, @ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, @ActiveFM. And we're also on Parler, @ActiveFM. And then you can catch us and download our shows on www.activefm.co.za. We're on Spotify. Just search for the show under podcasts, and we're also on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe if you're using a podcast link. So if you're on Apple or Google Podcasts, just subscribe to the show, and every week it's going to send you an updated show and you just have to download it. So get downloading, share the show out there, comment and let us know, what is your holiday destination this year? Are you having a holiday destination, or has the pandemic stopped your plans? I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and this is a new show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.